The U.S. presidential race is also of interest to the people of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Some of them are getting their news about the Republican convention this week from Nafees Takkar. He is in St. Paul. He's a reporter for The Voice of America's Radio Diwa.
Tasu, the America Ghak, Diwa Radio Avray.
ګران اوریدونکو دیوه راډیو ته یو واري بیا په خیر راغلی. زموږ خپرونه لا جاري ده. په پاکستان کې دا اوس اووه.
ریډیو دیوه از ا پښتو لانګویج سرویس اف د وی او ای اند پښتو سپوکن بای ملیونز اف پیپل ان افغانستان اند وسترن پاکستان. سو نفیس تکار's اودینس از ان پلیسز ویر دیر ار تھاوزنز اف یو اس ټروپس آن د ګراوند اند ان ایریاز ویر انسرجنت طالبان اند القاعدا فایټرز هاف ساټ ریفیوج. Takkar says that people in the region are riveted by the convention news.
Those who are on the side of Taliban and those who are opposing Taliban, both sides are very much interested.
Your audience will understand the complexities of the war against terrorism, but I wonder if there are other aspects of the convention, as American as a convention like this is, in terms of American politics, if there's anything that might be especially puzzling to your audience that you find yourself having to explain.
When we talk of Sarah Palin, we told people that Sarah Palin belongs to a very small village in Alaska. We told them about her family life. We told them that she has given birth to 5 children. In Pakistan, a woman having 5 children, she can only become a household wife. It is very puzzling for them, the latest revelations that we got about her, that she has a 17-year-old pregnant daughter. The people in our targeted region are very conservative. The Islamic values as well as the tribal values don't allow pregnancy without marriage.
So this is what you need to convey to your own audience. But let me ask you, if there is a prominent Pakistani politician, a woman who were to find herself in a similar situation with a daughter who's pregnant and not married, would that matter to the electorate?
That will matter a lot. I think she will never get a vote. And let me give you examples of the Balochistan province. It's a province in Pakistan. And just last week, 2 women were killed because they dishonored their families by having sexual relationships. And the doctor says that they have been beaten to death.
If social mores are so much at issue there, what about the issues around corruption, for instance? And certainly there have been many leaders in Pakistan who've been accused of corruption. I know that you have reported about this, and you have written that in America, it's too difficult to cover up your mistakes.
Let me give you the example of Shahbaz Sharif. He is the chief minister of Punjab province, and this man faces murder charges. But, you know, the court has suspended all the charges against him to make him the chief minister of that particular province. In that part of the world, I would say that the more you are corrupt, the more you can get entry into the power corridors.
All right. Thank you very much. Nafees Takkar is a correspondent for Voice of America's Radio Diwa. That's the Pashto language program that broadcasts news and interviews along the Afghan-Pakistan border. He spoke to us from the Republican Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
This is PRI.